Afternoon Drive with John Matham
on Cape Talk.
Ralph Matecha, columnist and author, has as the subject of his column on News 24 at the moment, Things Fall Apart. The centre cannot hold, and some rough beast its hour come round at last slouches towards Bethlehem to be born. That's not what he said, but things fall apart. Isn't it time for a snap election? Ralph's on the line to us from Johannesburg. Ralph, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. And if you would allow me, I've been listening towards this show. You know, we talk politics. You ask me to come and listen through politics. But we come from communities and we are real people. And one thing that I've observed is that we have lost so many loved ones in greater succession in the last few months or year, even under the COVID. And I think that, you know, I'm listening to you, I'm listening to your listeners. And I think we should give ourselves, we should mourn, and we should not have a problem as to how long we mourn. I know sometimes we have to move on and so forth, but I think that as a society, we should give each other the space to mourn, whichever way we want to mourn, how long we want to do it, is part of people moving on. And I do think with these greater losses, we almost want to move on quickly. And there's nothing wrong in not moving on quickly, dealing with this and mourning. We've put up with a lot. And I think as individuals, these things are statistics, but they each go to each family. And they impact people each. So my view was that we should mourn. You know, we have lost so much, and we should just mourn, you know.
Ralph, wise words, and thank you very, very much for sharing them with us. Yeah. Now we ask you to put on your hat as political analyst, and we know that an early election is not going to happen because that's not the way we do things in South Africa, and the ANC wants every last month it can eke out in order to convince its voters, who have largely, so many of them have abandoned the ANC, and it wants time to convince them that the turnaround is genuine and that they should come back into the ANC fold. But it's an interesting idea of having an early election. What to your mind justifies doing it?
Yes, John, I'm quite desperate here, because if you look at what we are waiting for as a nation, or what South Africans are waiting for after, you know, crisis really that we've seen across, which we talk about the power and so forth. I mean, we're talking about the next elective conference of the ANC, and which, if you look at it, is not pitched to the tone of a sense of crisis that South Africans are actually having up to so far, if you look at what has happened in the region. So my view here is that if you have a situation such as this, if you have a normal functioning political order, John, where those that are in power are concerned about the legitimacy, are concerned about the confidence they enjoy from the people, are concerned about the strength of the mandate. This is the time when, if you were in such kind of a system, John, you will have snap elections. Snap elections, you renew the mandate. I know we are not following the presidential system, but consider it in a situation where you are really saying that, look, we acknowledge what has happened and so forth, and we have got such crisis that there's no way that the current administration can say it enjoys that that coherence, John. I mean, ministers have questioned the constitution while they're sitting in the same cabinet. I've never seen fragmentation of mandate to this point where I do think it justifies that one need to refresh the mandate. But I do understand that it's something that we are not likely to see. But in principle, anyone who would emerge out of this will come out with a better sense of purpose than what we are now having. I mean, we're waiting for the elective conference, John, and subsequently the 2024 election. That's quite a long wait.
It is a long wait. I mean, I'm not sure whether constitutionally we can have an early election. We might well be able to, something that I'm ignorant of. And the only sort of country that comes immediately to mind where snap elections, early elections, are called in order to show the electorate that the governing party still maintains their mandate is the UK. Their early elections, I wouldn't say they're common, but they certainly are not uncommon. And I think it's a lovely idea. I think, all right, so you're questioning us. You say that we don't have the mandate of the people. Let's have an election and we'll prove that we do. The complicating fact is, of course, that the elections are very, very expensive to run. So, and they require quite a lot of preparation, even in countries that have more democracies with deeper roots than we have in South Africa.
Yes, I mean, quite on point there. In UK, they use it quite a lot. And I mean, again, look at within the ANC, the current administration, if you stop them across the road, you ask them, how do you feel about your own mandate that you've gotten from within your own party? How does it still look in relation to also how people think about you? And I think that in honesty, they will admit that there are challenges. But if you have that honesty to say, we need that snap election, it could actually even renew the mandate even within. I mean, you go there, you prepare as a party, you take whoever you're going, you go with whatever message. And when you come out of this snap election, you've got a new, refreshed mandate. You can be an administration that now says that, look, we're going to be looking into this. But the current administration is looking into when? Almost clarifying a mandate in the next elective conference of the ANC. John, it's quite a concern that I don't find the current system well aligned to help South Africans. That's my worry. And I'm looking at the constitution. I mean, is it prohibited to have snap election? If there is a greater political feeling that the mandate is actually no longer strong and we want to refresh it, remember, even those who are in charge can say that, look, we want to come out strong. It doesn't mean that it's a vote of no confidence against them. But I think it requires a different approach than what's possible here, John. Perhaps I'm dreaming.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think if they were confident and if it were constitutionally possible, then they might well consider it. But I suspect the ANC is very well aware of the fact that if we were to have a general election now, the big debating point would be, would they get below 40% or just above 40%? And there's no way they're going to go into an election with that kind of analysis.
You know, you're on the money there again, John. I think the ANC would rather go to the moon and back than allow elections. I mean, certainly they're being pushed back. But again, someone within the ANC might say that, you know what, 2024 is too far. I mean, imagine, the reality of mathematics as well is that you hit a crisis in 2024, you still need a point of recovery. You might actually even be postponing a point of recovery, actually. I mean, imagine if everybody else is angry at you, and you are saying that, well, fine, I'm acknowledging that. Are there those who are considering thinking about me? I mean, you have acknowledged that on its own, it could change where things are going. So it's not necessarily a loss. I mean, if I were leading a divided party and I realized that I might get a support within the country and my party might end support thereof out of that, and there is therefore an opportunity to renew the mandate, because currently where I sit, I'm stranded in the middle of nowhere. My party is not giving me a clear mandate. There are certain expectations. The best way to realign that, John, would be to say, I'm taking a big risk going into the elections. If you are going to have a crisis now, you are going to have even a bigger one in 2024, which means your point of recovery is a bit further away than it would be the case now.
Ralph Motege, interesting thoughts. Thank you very, very much indeed. Columnist and author.